All baseball teams are not created equal. With that in mind, the New York Mets next year plan to charge fans up to twice as much to watch their team play the Yankees than a game against the Florida Marlins. Half a dozen other teams also are adjusting ticket prices depending on their opponents. That's a break with the game's traditional pricing, but economists say it's fair ball. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Last June, the Colorado Rockies hosted the New York Yankees for what turned out to be the highest-scoring three-game series in Coors Field history. The Yankees won two of the three games, but the Rockies still came out ahead. By raising ticket prices for the popular interleague series, the team was able to boost its gate receipts by about 20%. Executive editor Dan McGallum of the Chicago-based Team Marketing Report says the Rockies were among the first ball clubs to tinker with ticket prices based on the drawing power of the opposing team.
If you sat in the same seat every game at Coors Field last year for 81 games, you might pay five different prices for that same seat.
Other teams are now following the Rockies' leadoff. The New York Mets, for example, have adopted a four-tiered pricing plan for the upcoming season. A seat that costs $19 on a Tuesday when the Mets are playing Houston will cost $27 on a Saturday when the Atlanta Braves are in town. McGalla says that kind of selective pricing allows teams to make more money on sellout games while limiting overall price increases. He notes that more than half the Mets games next year will cost the same or less than they did this past season.
For the value-conscious fan, it really offers them a unique opportunity to see more baseball, and hopefully teams can, you know, hit their revenue figures, but still get more fans and a more diverse audience to come to games.
The idea of variable pricing is not always popular. Coca-Cola learned that the hard way a few years ago when it toyed with the idea of charging more for soda pop as the temperature rose. But Thomas Cook thinks baseball teams are moving in the right direction. Cook is an expert in the science of revenue management. For years, he steered pricing at American Airlines.
Obviously, it's all a matter of supply and demand, and when the product's better because you have a better team playing or a more popular team playing, then you can charge more for the seats.
Baseball teams are not likely to require 14-day advance purchases or a Saturday night stay, but just like airlines, they do want to strike a balance, making as much as they can on every ticket while at the same time not letting seats go to waste.
And if you have empty seats in the stadium, it's the same as empty seats on an airplane. And one way of dealing with that is by cutting the price dramatically.
The Tampa Bay Devil Rays have cut their overall ticket prices for the coming season, but the team will charge a premium for some prime games against the Yankees and the Braves. By raising prices for the hottest games, teams may cut into the profits of scalpers, though scalpers still have the advantage of adjusting their prices right up until game time. Scalpers made a lot of money off Mark McGwire's home run derby 4 years ago, but Jeff Johnson, who calls himself a ticket broker, warns that banking on an individual player, like the now-retired McGwire, can be dangerous.
Let's say that the Cardinals are coming to town in July, and the Dodgers raise their price 50% on all the Cardinals tickets. And in April, McGwire breaks his leg, okay? They haven't sold tickets to the Mark McGwire show. They've sold tickets to the St. Louis Cardinals, but everybody was buying the tickets to go see Mark McGwire. They can end up having a bomb.
Some of those judgments will take time, but variable pricing seems here to stay in baseball and professional hockey. It's less attractive in pro football, which has fewer games, and basketball, where the league insists every game can be exciting. Ticket broker Johnson notes some college football teams have long charged extra for games against their traditional rivals. He suspects the tactic will work for Major League Baseball as well.
It's a way to get more revenue, and it makes business sense. I mean, I don't necessarily like it, but I understand it.
Now, teams just have to find a way to judge how hungry fans are so they can set the optimum price for Cracker Jacks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.